Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I hope you are enjoying season two. I know it's a little different. We started out with three episodes of just a conversation between Google and I, Google Atkins, who is one of the sisters of Erica Campbell and Tina Campbell. We had such a great conversation. You can check those episodes out. They're up. And there's also a video to match that is the entire interview, and it's posted on YouTube. Today, we are going to talk about, you know, everybody talks about what you have to let go of to get to the next level, right? But a lot of times, we overlook the fact that so much stuff can stay, like, or the things we need to hold on to make us different as we go into this next level. Like, so many different times in my life, I have made it to the next level because I was ignorant. Like, I didn't know the rules. So I didn't know what I couldn't do, quote unquote, where other people who are in these spaces were, you know, maybe educated in this area or had formal training. So they were thinking inside of a box because they knew what that box was. I had no idea what the box was. So I had no reason to think, paint, or stand inside of it. Therefore, I did it different, and the difference made the difference, right? And I think about sometimes how when we go to these new levels, we think, you know, oh, these friends can't come because they're from my former life and they represent the old version of me. No, they represent a version of you, a version that you may have had, you know, to cut some fat away from. You may have had to change some things. You may have had to release some things. But just because things are from your past doesn't mean they have to stay there, right? Like, yes, some things will die, but some things will grow, and they'll grow with you. And I just think that we have to be careful with letting people go because they represent a version of us that we maybe didn't like so much, because that's a reflection of us, you know, not a reflection of them. And yes, it is true that, you know, some relationships expire and some old habits and old situations, circumstances, and places, you know, have to be kind of just let die. But that's not true for everything. So don't get into the mindset that, you know, they can't go where I'm going. Everybody can't go where I'm going. Yes, that's true. But we've gone from looking at that as everybody can't go where I'm going to nobody can go where I'm going. And I just think we have to be careful with that. I've watched so many people that are elevating, you know, and growing, and God is doing amazing things with them. And they release people that have helped them along their entire journey. Good people who only want the best for them because, and I hate to say it, but I don't think they think they're better than them. I think subconsciously they feel like in this new space, they need new friends. They need new established relationships. They need new contacts. Baby, them same good people you had at the last level are still good people at the next level. So good is good no matter where you're at. And bad is bad no matter where you're at. So this is just a reminder to discern, to take your time and talk to God about what is required of you at this new space and who and what should go. Because you start cutting people off because you're maneuvering through life. And every time you get to a new level, yes, it's new devils, but it's also a new version of yourself. And nobody recognizes you no more. And that's a good thing. But all of you is not supposed to go. There are some really great qualities that God has given you along the way that maybe need refining, but you're not supposed to like morph into a new being every time. Can you imagine if a chameleon thought it was supposed to be a bird, you know, because it was growing? No, it shed, you know, the old and grew into the new. Or, you know, the chameleon changes colors, I guess, but different. I saw a crab on the beach in the Bahamas, and I picked up the crab. It was empty. And the guy next to me said, you know, they leave their shells and grow into new shells, some of them. And I was like, wow. So the crab didn't stop being a crab because it was growing. The crab just left one shell and grew into another. And I'm sure maybe the crab had to change its house because it couldn't, you know, wasn't established big enough for it anymore. Maybe the crab moved to a different part of the ocean. I don't know. But what I do know is that there is a lot of you know, leaving things in the past going on. And I think that's okay. Just be careful with how much you're leaving in the past and how much you're judging what you're leaving. Yes, some things have to go. We know that, you know, that's it. But not everything and not everyone. And just be careful, because there are some really good things, some really good places, some really good people that you have closed doors to that God is going to make you reopen, revisit, and reestablish, because they were never supposed to be closed to begin with. And something about you feared losing where you're going so much that you started releasing things that weren't supposed to be released. When God gives you a new thing, you don't have to worry about anybody coming to steal it, because God's given it to you. So the only way it goes is if God releases you from it. So yes, we have to make good decisions, and we have to make sure that, you know, we are aligning with whatever we have going on. But just be careful, friend. You know, you don't want to be that person that makes it to the top and you're there alone, because, you know, is that a happy place? And what have you sacrificed to get there? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for new levels. Lord, I thank you that, yes, new levels do bring new devils, new challenges, new things that we have to face, new circumstances that we may have to endure, and a whole lot of growth. And with growth, Lord, there's uncomfortable moments, and there's things that we just don't know. So I ask that you would help us. Give us the discernment to just feel that space out, to understand what's for us and what's not, to let go of what you tell us to release, and to hold tight to what you tell us to take with us. Lord, we ask that you would keep our relationship so strong with you, Lord, the lines of communication so clear that we would never be confused by anything of this world. Lord, we thank you that you brought us together today for a time such as this. Lord, I thank you for putting this on my heart. Lord, as I share this moment with, you know, my Jesus and Coffee friends, I'm reminded that I faced this moment over and over again, not knowing what to release, what to hold on to, being fearful that if I held on to certain things, certain places, certain people, that it would, you know, not allow that version of me to expire. And it would have me holding on to parts of myself that that weren't good for me. But Lord, I thank you that you have refined in me the ability to grow while still holding on to good things along the way. So Lord, thank you for all that you are doing in me. Thank you for all that you are doing in those that are listening. Thank you that the people that are hearing the words that I'm speaking right now, Lord, are just coming into a new version of themselves. They're starting to discover the great things about them, the good versions of them that have existed even in the worst of times. Lord, that when they look at themselves, they see what you see. Lord, that they have found their power, that they are hearing their voice in a different way, and they're not afraid to use it. Lord, that they are understanding that standing on business sometimes means speaking a truth that other people aren't ready to accept yet, but it also sometimes means being absolutely quiet and letting you show the world. So Lord, we just ask that you would give us the knowledge, the fortitude, the resilience to know when to do what and how to show up in that space. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done so far. We thank you that for all that you will continue to do. And we just ask that you continue to grow us into mighty warriors in this kingdom, Lord. Continue to allow us to be a reflection of all that is good. And Lord, help us to say no to things that do not look like you. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have an amazing week this week, friend. Share this with a friend. And don't forget to check out that interview with Gugu Atkins on YouTube, Jesus and Coffee with BZ. I will check you out next week. Later.